Welcome to the Food Science Snob. Hey guys, it's Ariel. Welcome back to the Food Science Snob. Today is October 30th, so almost the end of the month, almost the end of the year. Very exciting times. So speaking of exciting times, if you don't know, some of you might, some of you won't, I go to Texas A&M University, and if you are an Aggie or you know an Aggie, then you've most likely heard of something called a ring dunk. So let me introduce myself the Aggie way. Howdy, my name is Ariel and I'm a food science major from College Station, Texas, but most importantly, I am the loudest and the proudest member of the Fighting Texas Aggie Class of 2020. A woo! So yeah, basically for those of you who don't know, getting your class ring at A&M is a huge deal. Like, quite literally opens doors, like, is the entryway into the cult. I mean, it's all real. Like, no jokes aside, getting your ring is a huge deal. So, next week, I will actually finally will be getting my ring, and I am super excited. What I'm not so excited for is the day after my ring day. And if you don't know, A&M is huge on traditions. And there's a tradition called the ring dunk, which basically you take a giant 40-ounce pitcher, fill it with beer, put your ring in it, and chug it to, in a way, earn your ring. Because, like, for some reason, I guess, studying for 3 years at A&M is not enough. No, you have to also get alcohol poisoning. No, I'm joking. It's definitely not like a school sanctioned thing. It's totally like the students. And I might not even be dunking in beer. Please don't tell anyone. But yeah, anyways, so that will be happening. And in light of that, I thought, why not do an episode on debunking some common myths about beer? Granted that I don't drink alcohol or beer really ever, so like, the myths that I do know about beer are very limited. But yeah, nonetheless, here we go. Let's get snobby. Okay, so I figured we better start with a little background information on beer. So, archaeological evidence actually indicates that indigenous people in North and South America produced fermented beverages from corn, fruit, and other plants long before the Europeans even arrived. So in America, the first commercial brewery actually opened up in Manhattan in 1612, and these barrels of English ale supplied hydration and nutrition to the pilgrims as they sailed west. Hops grew at George Washington's Mount Vernon when gold rush hopefuls and railroad builders looked west in 1800s. And then the German immigrants came and brewed them. New Orleans, Denver, San Francisco, and with that, as we know it now, beer is born. But when the Prohibition began in 1920, it shut down a lot of American breweries, and only the big producers like Coors survived. This was due to their overwhelming size that allowed them to redirect factories to sell soft drinks, ice creams, ceramics, those kinds of things. Now the difference between lagers and ales. So the difference is really just the yeast that is used. Lagers rely on bottom fermenting yeast that thrive in cold temperatures, and they usually are more slow and produce clean, sharp beers. Ale yeast works in warmer temperatures and is fermented on the top of the tank and produces esters, which give it that robust, fruity, complex flavor. Alright, now that we know a little bit about beer, as I said before, very limited knowledge, let's dive into the myths. Myth 1. Beer should be served ice cold. No. Ice cold beer is actually bad news if you're a beer drinker. To properly enjoy beer, it should be served at 44 degrees Fahrenheit. There's a little bit of leeway here depending on the type of beer you're drinking, like a lager, stout, for example, should be served only slightly chilled. The reason for this is that your taste buds become dead to the taste of the drink when it's served any colder, which means you're not really tasting anything or getting the enjoyment out of your beer when you're drinking it at ice cold temperatures. Fun fact. So yeah, two. Drinking beer from the bottle is the best way to enjoy it. Also, wrong. Sure, the bottle is more refined looking than drinking out of a can, but it's still not the appropriate vessel. This is because when you taste, you have senses that come from your nose to help you with taste. So if you're sipping something out of a bottle, then your nose isn't participating in the taste experience at all. So just like when you're drinking wine or eating food or anything like that, in order to get the full experience, your nose has to be a part of the tasting process. So, should we all be drinking beer in those giant glass wine cups? I mean, I'm not opposed to it. Maybe then I'll actually like it. Who knows? Myth 3. Bottled beer is better than canned beer. That's not really true. I mean, I guess it depends. Because the way that beer works is when it's exposed to light, oxygen, and heat, it will go bad. Both cans and bottles have different advantages in protecting your beer. As you notice, bottles have space for air. So this is not good because if the air gets in, then oxygen gets in, and then you start to deteriorate the product, and the quality will decrease faster. In a can, it's sealed airtight, so it's ensuring that the beer will not be exposed to any air at all. So why that's good? With bottles, they block 99% of the wavelengths of light, and cans can do this as well. So I guess that means canned beer is better than bottled beer? I don't know. Maybe we should do like a taste test or something and see what you guys think. But scientifically, I guess you could say, canned beer is supposed to have a better taste, which I did not know, so that's very interesting. Okay, last myth, myth number 4, beer has an expiration date that is reliable. And if you know me, or you've listened to episode 1 of this podcast, then you already know how I feel about expiration dates. So, with that being said, no. Beer is a very delicate beverage. In order to maintain its freshness and avoid the beer from going bad before the expiration date, there's some things you can do to help avoid this. So, one, always store your beer upright. This will help to limit the amount of air that's being exposed to the beer, and also, when you place the beer horizontally, it could trigger a yeast ring to grow inside of the bottle, like in the middle or on the side, you know, somewhere weird. But if you're storing it upright, the yeast will settle on the bottom instead. So, okay, number 2, be to follow the right temperature. As I've stated a little bit earlier, lagers, light beers like lagers could be stored at 7 to 10 degrees Celsius, while standard beers can be stored at 10 to 12 degrees Celsius, and strong beers like stout, 12 to 16 degrees Celsius. I mean, don't panic if you're, like, not storing them at these recommended temperatures. I mean, as long as it's in a cold, dark place, then your beer should be good. And lastly, don't expose the beer to bright light. As previously discussed, light can make the beer go bad and subject it to oxidative rancidity, so store them in a dark room. Consider this myth slid. So, when given advice on how to survive this ring dunk that I'll be participating in, I was told to pour my beer a couple of days before and leave it opened in the container so that it could become flat, because the less carbonated it is, the better it will go down and come back up. Not that you needed to know that. Sorry, that was gross. Okay, so when I heard this, the food scientist in me automatically began to think, that sounds like a pretty good, logically sound idea, yeah, but is that going to be microbially safe or food safe? So, let's think about it for a second. Okay, the whole idea behind the fridge is to slow down the bacterial reproduction in food or liquid by cooling it to a temperature that they won't survive at, right? Yes. The idea behind a beer can or bottle, as you know now, is to keep the liquid sterile and not let any air or bacteria in it. Bacteria loves air, warmth, food, and liquid. So, when you keep your beer unopened with no air and no warmth, it can last for months. But what about when you leave it open and in colds? Because when you open it, the air gets in and all your homegrown bacteria gets in as well. And they start to consume the beer and the ingredients. I mean, granted, some of these will be harmless, yes. But what about the ones that aren't? You can get very sick, even if it's just a small amount. Make you have to be on the toilet for a while, or even kill you. The outcome can be very wide-ranging and be something like diarrhea or something like way more severe. So probably some ingredients in the beer will help to prevent this rotting. It's been frequently stated that there are no known pathogens that can survive in living beer because it's so acidic. The boiling process obviously will kill off pathogens, and the hops help to prevent them from reforming. So that's good news. But it's definitely not going to taste good, which, I mean, doesn't really bother me because I don't think beer tastes good to begin with. We shall see. If I don't roast in 2 weeks from now, you will know why. Next Saturday, I will be partaking in a dunk where I will be drinking heavily oxidized beer that has a very reduced profile flavor and will most likely taste like wet cardboard. So, yay, this will be fun times for me. Alright guys, that's it for this episode. Bye!